This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Wild stayed red hot. They rallied from a 3-1 deficit and beat the Blackhawks in Chicago last night in overtime 4-3. Kirill Kaprizov netted the game winner and called it a good win.
It's a good team and just so many young, fast guys and just play good hockey.
Matt Boldy, Brock Faber, and Nico Sturm also scored. The news not as good for the Wolves. They lost a third straight game, falling to the defending champion Thunder in Oklahoma City 113-105. Head coach Chris Finch says the team hung tough, then faltered late.
I mean, when you're playing a team this good, this caliber, you got to make all the little plays. You got to make all your free throws or darn near. I mean, if we made our free throws in the first half, it's pretty much a tie game or maybe a two-point differential.
Anthony Edwards had 31. The Gopher women lost to Alabama in the Bahamas yesterday 63-58. Head coach Don Plitzewite says they can learn.
I'd rather play good competition now and figure it out and get ready for Big Ten season. So there's certainly some good lessons that we can learn from this.
The 18th-ranked Gopher volleyball team beat number 11 Purdue last night in Minneapolis in four sets. Head coach Keegan Cook.
Pretty much what we expected from the Boilermakers, especially that fourth set. We dealt with that on the road and we really wanted to a different ending this time around. I thought the team played extremely clean in the fourth set, which is a big deal for us.
From volleyball to football, the Gophers host Wisconsin Saturday, and star defensive end Anthony Smith says the Badgers have been more versatile on offense of late.
You know, they do a lot of plays, they have a lot of personnel, and they do things well. So, again, just game plan for that and making sure our game plan is a game plan and our technique and fundamentals are sound and going in the game.
And former Gopher quarterback Max Brosmer could be getting his first career start for the Vikings on Sunday in Seattle. Receiver Justin Jefferson.
I've seen him all of training camp, just being sidelined and just kind of watching from afar, seeing him in preseason games and seeing the different throws and reads he makes. He's definitely a good quarterback, so to be able to be fit in with this offense and create a spark for us, something that we really need right now.
This is MNN Sports.